delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
Good Thursday to you. Glad to have you along for the conversation. Yeah, you've probably heard in, you know, over the last few years, increasingly the concern about antibiotics, the overuse of antibiotics in some places, making super diseases, if you will, because they become antibiotic resistant bacteria and so forth, creating super bugs. They've basically been strengthened by the bugs react differently to the antibiotics because they've been conditioned, if you will. And so some folks are looking at older techniques that were effective prior to antibiotics, like ultraviolet blood irradiation, for example, and other techniques. Here to discuss that with me, Dr. John Wyckoff, who's been with us for years now. Doctor, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Steve. Good morning.
So ultraviolet blood irradiation was something that was fairly common in the 40s and 50s, but of course with the advent of antibiotics, penicillin originally, and then many more since then, this was kind of, I guess it kind of faded into the background. Tell me about this procedure.
Well, you're exactly right. This technique developed in the 30s and 40s and was used extensively in the United States in the 50s and early 60s to combat primarily infection, but then it was used for even problems like cancer and chronic fatigue and autoimmune diseases. But with the advent of the pharmaceutical industry, specifically antibiotics, the use diminished. And really, in this country, it's not used nearly like it was in the past, although it's still quite extensively used in Russia and Germany.
So tell me, obviously antibiotics, everybody's familiar with them, and all sorts of different kinds. I can't even keep up with the different names of them anymore as they consistently change. But what is UBI? It was there, like you said, before antibiotics became prevalent everywhere, ubiquitous, if you will. How does it work? What does it do? Why was it and why is it effective?
Well, ultraviolet blood irradiation is a technique where we take a small amount of blood, about 6 ounces, and pass it through a very small quartz cuvette, a tube, and then expose it to a real intense sunlight, ultraviolet light, ultraviolet in wavelengths A and C, and that provokes a response of the cells in the blood, the red cells and the white cells. Now, for infection, those white cells are what help reduce inflammation and fight infection. It tends to make them much more active, much more effective at fighting infection. So we see tremendous results. We've had patients with MRSA infections. That's what you're referring to, the antimicrobial resistant staph infections that have been through multiple courses of antibiotics, intravenous antibiotics, and they cannot get their infection better, come in and do just 2 or 3 ultraviolet blood irradiation treatments, and the infection completely clears.
Now, why do major hospitals and so forth not follow suit? Or are they starting to again?
You know, I think it's a great question. I think because UBI has not been studied extensively in the United States, and we've been trying for years to get the funding and the effort behind that. But to be very frank, it's a very expensive, tedious type process to push a technology that's not readily accepted forward. UBI is FDA approved. It's approved for treatment of psoriasis and for T-cell lymphoma, a type of skin cancer. But we've been unable to get it beyond that point, probably just due to politics, money, and the world being challenging to change in the medical realm.
But I think that's important that you note it's FDA approved for some cancer treatments and other conditions. So obviously, it's been through some rigorous testing.
I could not agree with you more. And we have tried to partner with a number of universities and individuals to try to take it the next step. But it can be challenging. And I'm just one guy in a private medical practice with limited time and resources,
but you do.
I think there is some momentum. There are more and more people doing UBI. The results have been just amazing. You can see some of those results on our website at wyckoffwellness.com, and can learn more about it and how UBI maybe have helped to and some of our listeners.
Yeah, so you're one of the guys out there that actually still offers this because you have found it to be well, safe and effective as the FDA has. Now, you also do something else. My mother always used to say, take your vitamin C, take your vitamin C, take your vitamin C. She was a big believer, so I always have. I believe that it's a very helpful vitamin. You do it in a more dramatic fashion, though, intravenous vitamin C infusions.
Well, we do. You know, one of the issues that people have as they get older is they don't tend to absorb nutrients as well from the stomach and the intestinal tract. So we can bypass that by putting nutrients right into the vein. We can do very high doses of vitamin C, upwards of 60 to 100 grams, which would be like taking up to 1,000 milligram vitamin C pills at one time. Well, that dose is just not realistic. Most people aren't going to take 100 vitamin C pills.
No.
Their stomach won't tolerate it. It's a lot of side effects. But you can put that dose directly into the vein, bypassing any absorption barrier, and that stimulates an effect on your immune system, and even for certain cancers, and this is being used all over the country, high-dose vitamin C therapy as an adjunct therapy for cancer treatment. And here again, if we get enough vitamin C in, enough, get it in frequently enough, it provokes that type of response that we're looking for.
Which is a positive response when sometimes other therapies have not worked. Now, you've got a couple of things going on here in August where some of these things are available. Tell the listeners where they can learn more about both of these things we've just discussed.
Well, during the month of August, all of our intravenous therapies, UBI, IV vitamin C, IV chelation, and our IV energy boost, we just do a cocktail of different nutrients, are 20% off. You can get a package of those. They're really very cost-effective. You can also just schedule a brief visit with me and try an infusion. We'll try to determine which one's best for you, and those are on special, too. You can find a lot more out at wyckoffwellness.com, W-Y-C-O-F-F wellness.com. And we're easy to find on Michigan Avenue in East Lansing.
John Wyckoff, always a pleasure. Fascinating little study in medicine there. Always a pleasure, sir. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Steve. You too.
Dr. John Wyckoff, everybody. Quick break, and then after the break, Dinesh D'Souza will be here with his brand new book, The Big Lie. The Big Lie, Dinesh D'Souza next on The Steve Gruber Show.